Well, a few minutes ago, I missed my picture that I had. I don't know what happened to it. It came out. I had a picture of a very happy grandfather holding a baby. I don't know what happened to it. I guess it got slid out with the other. But Chris, I know you're a happy grandfather. Why don't you come on up here for a second? How does it feel to be a granddad?
Fantastic.
When you see in the hospital for the first time those little toes, you touch those little fingers, and you see him looking up at you, it's nothing like it.
Yeah, it is. It's hard to describe that. And, you know, it used to be that they would not allow the husbands in when they gave birth. Some of us are old enough to remember that. When I had my first child, is right when they started changing that. And I was thinking, you know, I don't know if I want to be in there. But I'll tell you what, when they take that first breath and you see their eyes open up and you see them, that there's life in there, there's nothing in the world like that. You just cannot explain it. You have to experience it. It is a wonderful thing.
It's fantastic.
It is.
Fantastic.
It is a birth, and spiritual rebirth is very, very similar. It's different because it's not just physical, but the awareness and the waking up to the reality of what's outside that womb is something. Now, this picture right here, I noticed that I see this picture quite often periodically on your Facebook, and this picture means a lot to you too, doesn't it?
One of the best days of my life, and I periodically put that on Facebook to remind me of what it was all about. You baptized me was absolutely a wonderful experience, one I will never forget. It changed my life, and there were a lot of people that did help me along the way to change my life.
There were. As a matter of fact, I've got that scripture up here. John 5:17, Jesus says, "My Father is always working, and so am I." And Chris, God was working in your life way before you sensed it. And God brought people into your life to sow seeds, to water seeds, to bring you to a place where you could give your heart to Him. And I'm going to ask you about that in a minute. But just tell us a little bit about some of the things that when you look back now, you realize that God was working on you, and He had some helpers before you knew it.
Absolutely. Now, I am over 50, so I'll try to remember best I can. But the very first man and helper, and one I have to thank, is Tom Craig. I saw, you know, how he loved the Lord. He's humble and kind. He introduced me to you. We had Bible study together at Country Place. He brought me to my first men's retreat. Even today, last weekend, when he sat there and baptized Les's grandson, absolutely fantastic. Tom, thank you very much for helping me change my life.
And you probably just embarrassed him, but...
Sorry. Sorry, brother.
How many of you do know that, you know, most of us, if we look back, God put somebody in our lives that He put us on their heart. And I know that He introduced you to different people, myself being one of them. We've been in many Bible studies. Before you became a Christian, I think we were in a Thursday night Bible study.
Correct.
I think we were in a life group together.
Oh, yeah.
And I do remember, since you're bringing that up, that what I'm going to ask you about in the next one, it was a place where, you know, all of that wasn't connecting to you. And Tom did come to me and say, "I think Chris would be more comfortable if the three of us met together at Country Place." Yeah. And we did have some much, much deeper conversations.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And it came to a place in one of those where we were looking at a scripture. And for some reason, as we were talking, you said, "I see that faith in you guys. And I want it, but I just can't seem to believe. I've got doubts." And we said, "Well, let's just pray. And let's just ask God if He's real. to reveal himself to you if your heart is really sincerely looking. And so we prayed that simple prayer. And that really opened up the pressure, didn't it? Because when you prayed and say, okay, Lord, I see this, I hear this, and I'm around this, and I want to believe it for myself, but yeah. It's just on paper right now. You know, I want to know you love me. I want to know you will forgive me. I want to know that you want a relationship with me. Well, you know, that's a kind of a supernatural thing.
Oh yeah.
So the pressure was on right there when you prayed that. It was up at God. And we talked about if you're gonna ask God to reveal himself, you have to be willing to be in places and to seek him, which you really were already doing, which is why you got to that place. You were going to different Bible studies. You were around people that you knew were Christian. And I just want to ask you this, because it was not very long after that God answered that prayer. How did God answer that prayer for you?
Well, the way that God answered the prayer was a friend of mine, Dan Diltz, we worked together at FedEx. And he came in and, you know, I got some pains in my stomach. I got a gallbladder that's what they thought. I have a gallbladder that needs to be taken out. Well, I remember coming back in a few days later into the manager's office and he was sitting there. And I said, hey, Dan, patted him on the shoulder. How'd the gallbladder operation go? Stone-faced as can be. Everybody in the room stone-faced. I've got cancer, stomach cancer. And I was speechless. I couldn't say anything. I put my hand on his shoulder and walked out. So from that day forward, we were friends, but that day forward, we spent a lot of time together. We'd go golfing. We would ride bikes. We spent a lot of time at his house. I can still remember, he joined us at Country Place, remember, Tom? And I can still remember, at the end there, this big Iowa farm boy, a hulk of a man, they had a bed in the living room. Had a bed in the living room, and I remember helping him on the bed, this big man who cancer took that from him, and he never complained. He never said, why me, God? He never lost his faith. And I said, I want that. I want what he has. Because to do that with what's going on with him, I want that.
And the miracle of it is that even though we don't know how to get it, God opens our eyes to see it, and somewhere when we call out to him and say, I want that, he begins that process of allowing us to see and feel and know his love.
Absolutely. And what's cool is I've had so much help. I couldn't have done it alone, God obviously, but from Tom Craig to Dan Diltz and so many others. Now I'm meeting in a Bible study on Tuesday with Sean, myself, Sean Hanslick, my brother from another mother, and myself and my son-in-law, Tommy.
Good.
So it's come full circle.
Mm-hmm. So well, that's good. Well, that's wonderful. And I appreciate you sharing from your heart. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Bill. Love you, brother.
Love you, too.